Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Welcome everybody to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. It is always an honor and it's always a joy to be with you guys and pray that, you know, God is always going to uplift you and build you as we get together every week and through these means and through this podcast. I want to encourage everybody to please subscribe and just send out the word and, you know, share with your friends, loved ones, and family members. If this has been a big help to you and a big blessing to you, just please send the word. And we want God to really get all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. And we want his word to expand. I want to talk to you today out of the topic of restoration. There are four stages to restoration. God talks to us a lot about restoring, you know, bringing us back to a place of his original intent, to what he always intended for us. When you think of the word restoration, it has a lot of meanings. And I want to go to Psalm chapter 23. And when you read Psalm chapter 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." And then there's a verse there in verse 2, it says that he restores my soul. When you read Psalm 23, we think of like sitting in a pasture and it's just something so nice and so beautiful and so quiet, so serene. And, you know, you think of a sheep maybe sitting in a pasture and there's just beautiful waterfalls, you know, and it talks about restoring our soul. But I think we need to understand what restoration is and what exactly, what kind of stages restoration has to undergo. Perhaps you're watching me and you need restoration of your soul, mind, will, emotions. Maybe you need restoration in a family. Maybe you need restoration of a ministry. Maybe you need restoration in your own personal relationship with God. Maybe for the past few seasons, you've not really been passionate for God. We all need restoration in some fashion, some form, some area in our lives. So I want to give you just quick four stages to restoration. Because when we think of restoration, as according to Psalm chapter 23, it looks serene and it looks wonderful and it looks so comfortable. But really, when you think of restoration, it's a messy process. And we have to understand the four stages of restoration. When you look at Psalm 23, he restores my soul. I think about that verse and it's just seems very calming and it's just a calm feeling. And it's like, he's restoring my soul. And it sounds so relaxing. But really, truly, restoration isn't like that. It's got its stages. And we have to know what are the stages of restoration, whatever place in your life is needing restoration. You know, if it were that simple, you know, where God's going to restore something, and think of an old piece of furniture or a wall for that matter, and it needs a coat of paint, it needs restoration because it's been that color for a long time. And over the years, you know, it has stains. Over the years, there's cracks. Over the years, it's been hit by the vacuum cleaner. And now it's got, you know, these stains on it. And now the wall needs restoration. So I'm just going to put a coat of paint over the wall. You know, well, if it was that easy, then, you know, God wouldn't really describe restoration the way he does according to scriptures. Restoration is so much more than that. What does it entail, you know, when something needs to be restored in our lives? It's not that simple. It's not just like putting a coat of paint over it and bam, everything's restored. No, God's restoration sometimes is a messy process. Sometimes it's a lengthy process. Some of you that are watching me are on the road to restoration. And it may look messy. Your family's being restored. And you're saying, how can you possibly tell me that my family is being restored? You don't even know what a mess it is. Well, restoration requires a stage called messiness. So we have to know, what are these stages like? And let me give it to you in this picture. Have you ever seen the Home and Garden show or the, you know, the Home and Garden television? Or you see all these different shows on television and it's all about restoring. Maybe they're restoring a home. You know, the fixer-upper homes. And, you know, you see this home that's like gone and a whole renovation. And you see it, the before, and then you see the after effect. And you see that before, It's so dated. The kitchen's dated. The living room's dated. All the rooms are dated. The walls are dated. The ceiling is dated. And it needs to undergo an entire restoration process. Well, we're going to have to go through stages of restoration as well. Just like you see a home undergoing. I mean, I know we watch the show and it's like 30 minutes. And then we see the before and after. But we really didn't see the length of time. It wasn't overnight. It took a process. It was messy sometimes. To restore something, it will get messy sometimes. So what is the stages of restoration? Well, the first stage is you gotta gut the whole thing. So in our own lives, I want you to picture that when something's undergoing a restoration, you have to gut it, right? So when you see these shows and they're gonna restore a home, you know, what's the first thing they go do? They go and they take the bulldozer and they go and they just completely to revamp a house. They have to gut everything. You see them and they, you know, tear down the old cabinets and the old walls and where a wall was existing. We don't want that wall to exist anymore because it was a barrier, because it was a hindrance. So we knocked down that wall. So what do? They just come and trailblaze the whole thing. They tear down the whole thing. And it looks messy. We often miss that stage of restoration. And maybe you're in that stage right now where things look messy. It's messy. Apostle, I've been praying, but it looks messy. Apostle, you don't understand. It just looks messy and it's painful. Well, sometimes in the process, the pain is there. And sometimes it seems like it's slow, but God is the master craftsman. God knows what to remove. He knows how to get his hands dirty. He knows how to remove the things in even our own soul. Sometimes to be restored, there are things that have to be re-gutted. We have to gut things. We have to get rid of things. We have to remove things. Things that are probably the old wineskin. You know, Jesus said it like this, never put new wine in old wineskin. So he wants to get rid of the old ways of thinking. He wants you to get rid of the old mindsets. He wants to gut all of that stronghold that you've had for so long. He wants to gut it. He wants to get rid of it. Why? Because that's not part of the restoration. That is not part of the big plan. So the first stage is we're going to have to gut things. What is God trying to gut out of you? What are we trying to gut? What is God saying? That's not going to be able to go into the new restoration phase. That is not going to go. That's a hindrance. That wall, we're going to have to knock it down. Because that hard heart, you build a wall for so long, we're going to have to, oh, I'm talking to somebody. We're going to have to remove that wall because it's been a hindrance for so long. You've gotten a hard heart for so long. And that is not part of my restoration for your life. I am the great craftsman and I want to just redo this thing because when I'm done with it, it's a great masterpiece. What is the second stage of it? Well, there's a planning stage for it, right? You have to plan it. You know, there's strategic planning that is involved when there is going to be a house that is going to be restored and renovated completely. Part of that restoration phase is that God has a plan. You have to know that in your restoration phase. God is the God that restores, and never in a moment is he going to waste anything. Never is God not going to use something for good. His plans are always good. That's one thing you have to know about the restoration process. You say, but God, you should do it this way. No, God knows what he's doing. God has a plan. He makes all things beautiful. He makes all things new in the right time. He's a perfect God. The Bible says he makes all things new. The old is gone and God makes all things new. That's what the scripture says. He makes all things new. That means that God has a plan. Even though it got messy, God has a plan. Even though you see that the cabinets are gone, God has a plan. Even if you saw a daughter or a son walk away, God has a plan. Even if you see that, oh, but I miss the old cabinets. Listen, God has a plan. He's making all things new. I got to pause there because I'm one of those pack rats. My husband is not, but I am a pack rat. And there's times where he says, get rid of it. Get rid of that, those pants. Get rid of that, you know, dress. Get rid of it. You haven't used it in so long. And I'll say things like, well, I may use it one day. And I never really use it. You know, we all have that kind of clothes in our closet. And then he said something to me one day. He said, for you to get the new, because I was like, ooh, I need dresses. And he said, for you to get those dresses, you need to get rid of the old. That's how God is. For God to bring the new, we have to get rid of the old. And we have to know that God has a plan, and his plans are good. And his plans are perfect. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And they are pleasing. What else do we have to know about restoration? We have to know that God is laying a foundation. Every renovation, and anytime there's a house that's going to be renovated, you always lay a foundation. A foundation. Before a builder can start anything, adding a house to anything, he makes sure that that foundation is solid. Whenever you look at these renovation shows, they will always look at the foundation. And if there's cracks, they will have to fill in the cracks with new cement. Well, God has to look at our foundation. Some of our foundations have been shaky. How do we know? Because we allowed the process to contaminate us, to corrupt us sometimes, and to even cause us to stray from God. How do we know that foundations are shaky in our lives? Because when we get done after a trial, we don't move forward. We moved backwards. How do we know that foundations are shaky? Because we are doubting God. Because we have unbelief. So God has to look at the foundations. And God is looking at all of our foundations right now for that renovation to take place, for that restoration to take place. He's asking this question. Is your foundation ready? Are you solidly founded on the solid rock, the chief cornerstone, who is Jesus Christ? Are you founded? Have you established your identity in him? Have you established your life on him? Are you really founded on the rock? Do you have a strong, solid foundation in the love of God? Do you have a strong, solid foundation in your relationship with God? Is your foundation solid or is it shaky? For that restoration to take place, you're gonna have to work on that foundation. And lastly, the last stage of any renovation process is a beautification of it. The whole beauty of it, how it's gonna turn out. It's a complete structure. It is, there's a strong foundation. There's no longer dirty. There's no longer old things, but he's made all things new. Now, this is where the fun begins. This is where you see the colors and you see the decorations and you see how God begins to add things and he begins to add things to your life and it looks stunning. And now you're looking beautiful and now you're turning into this beautiful person and now you're being transformed into the image of God. And now your life, who once looked chaotic season, now God is saying, I'm making all things new. He fills you with joy. Now you're full of peace. Now he begins to bless you. Now you're full of good things, where things that you couldn't imagine, now God begins to add to you. That scripture says he restores my soul, Psalm 23. What's happening? He's restoring you. He's making you whole. He's making you complete, and he's making you beautiful. That is the process of restoration. I'll be honest with you. I believe that a lot of people are on the road to restoration right now. I believe that that is the process. Whether you are in the gutting phase, maybe you're in the foundational stage, whatever stage you find yourself in right now. Maybe you're sitting here and you've been broken, you've been hurt, and God is trying to lay a foundation. Maybe you're in the planning stages and it's all just kind of being planned out. No matter what stage, hear me, God has a restoration in store for you. He will make all things new. And he is the God that restores. Maybe you've been broken. Maybe you feel like shattered pieces are on the floor because of the renovation process. Well, God doesn't leave us like that. God finishes what he started. The Bible says the good work that he began, he will complete it until the very end in Romans. So I want to encourage every person, no matter what stage of restoration you're in, kind of give yourself an inventory look and say, where am I in the restoration process? And then trust God that he's going to finish the work. He's laying a foundation. Get rid of all those doubts and allow God to give you a solid, firm foundation. Whatever stage you're in, know this. He's the great master craftsman, builder. He's the chief cornerstone. He's got a great plan and you're looking beautiful. Perhaps it looks odd right now, but in the end, it is a beautiful masterpiece. I'm going to pray for you that God give you a grace to endure the restoration process. Father, I pray for every single person, and I pray that they will endure every single process that they're going through. I pray, Father, that no matter what stage, some of them are in the gutting stage, and they're going, ouch, God, I don't like that you're removing this. Well, I pray for grace, that God begin to give everybody grace so that they can overcome every single stage of the restoration process. Father, I cover them with your precious blood. And I thank you, God, that you are making a masterpiece out of each and every person. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please share this with everybody you can. I love you all. I can't wait to see what you look like after your restoration. Blessings.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.